Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jags host the San Diego Chargers this Sunday at Everbank. We'll get to these guys coming up in a moment. But first, the Jaguars on the Florida Blue practice fields the day after Thanksgiving. The final full day of work before the Week 12 matchup here at Everbank Field this Sunday. And a lot of focus on the defense today. Roy Miller, well, he missed a practice earlier in the week. Back at practice on Friday. He's probable to go. No big deal for the Jaguars nose tackle. Also on the defensive line, Michael Bennett could be back. He's probable for the game coming off a hamstring injury. He'll add to the depth on the rotation in the interior of that defensive line. But unfortunately, linebacker Dan Scuda is out with a groin injury, so Thurston Armbrister will again make the start at auto. All right, guys, let's get to it. Of course, there's all this talk about the division is out there and what a December this is going to be, but there's a game this Sunday you have to take care of first.
Yeah, and maybe it's winning 3 of 4 and then you had Thanksgiving, but as you start thinking about this game and really thinking about it, it's big because if you win this, you've won 4 out of 5. And then all those in the hunt graphics, well, you're really in the hunt. You're 5 and 6 and you're right in it. But it's dangerous because you've got Phillip Rivers and there's all these things that you can't look at this team that they're playing and think 6 in a row, you should win. The point spread, it's big and they have to win this game to legitimize what's been going on, I think.
Well, it's the biggest game in the Gus Bradley era, yeah. No doubt. I mean, and it takes center stage here, unless you win. And then, you know, next week becomes the biggest game.
Well, that's how it's been. Last week was the biggest. Now, that's how it works. It builds and builds.
In talking to the guys, and I was looking to see in the locker room, you know, where's the balance between understanding the opportunity and not letting it, you know, get to your head? And, boy, they're a young team. They seem to get it.
Yeah, I think they're just a team that I think feels like it's getting better, and they look forward to this much of anything. They're not worried about losing it.
Nope.
You mentioned Phillip Rivers. That Chargers team is 2 a day. They've had a lot of close losses this year. They're banged up a bit with injuries. But as you said, John, it's Phillip Rivers on the other side, and you can never count those guys out.
Well, he does so much so well. And talking to Paul Posluszny this week, his command of the offense at the line of scrimmage is really what separates him. Now, the question becomes this weekend, does he have enough weapons around him? A lot of his yards that he's gotten were built up when he had all of his weapons. Does he have enough around him to make him effective? He's very dangerous. If the Jaguars can score a little bit, I don't know that the Chargers are in that much of a position to go get him in a shootout. But you've got to score some because he will put points on the board.
Well, I mean, look what he's playing with right now. I mean, we don't even know whether Antonio Gates is going to go or not. And Ladarius Green has an ankle. So, I mean, those two threats in the middle of the field, where, by the way, the Jaguars have been vulnerable at times, aren't even there on the outside. I mean, it's not Keenan Allen. And Keenan Allen was on a record-setting pace before he got hurt. I think the Jaguars have to run the football. I mean, do what they used to do against Peyton Manning, and that is hope that Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew can chew up enough clock. And then, of course, you've got to be good in the red zone. Because if you're chewing up clock and settling for field goals, you're not going to beat Phillip Rivers.
Because for all the deficiencies, you don't want Phillip Rivers with the ball with 3 minutes left and a chance to win.
Last 3 games, 3 touchdowns a game, 300 yards passing per game, 130 passer rating the last 3 out. No way. You can't keep it close like you allowed it to be with Marcus Mariota. Because that's a rookie quarterback, and Phillip Rivers is elite.
You got a lot of games outside of the division. Of course, this one, the Chargers. You got the Falcons. You got the Saints before this season is over. But 3 games in the AFC South as well. And if you're going to go for the division title, guess what? You got to go get those teams in your division.
Yeah, and you've got the Titans coming up next week and the Colts. And for all the focus that they have to have, we still look at 3 games of the final 6 in the division. Mm-hmm. The NFL tried to change the schedule to make December games more meaningful.
Right.
And it sure looks, when you look at the Jaguars' schedule, they've done it.
Well, it's all right in front of them. They're 4 and 6, and they've got enough stuff left that they don't technically control their own destiny, but you've got to think the way the teams are playing, there's going to be enough losses that if the Jaguars win and take care of their business, they'll do what they want to do.
Go back to the top, just one at a time.
One game at a time, and the next game is Sunday here at Everbank Field, the San Diego Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.